Learning Sefer Tehillim with the commentary of Ma'am Loewes. This is Shir number 34. The Ma'am Loewes was by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for our any of our other Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com, where you'll be able to listen to and download to hundreds of Torah shur. We are holding in chapter 68, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and the Pasuk reads, Lama teratzdun horim gavnunim hohor chomad elikim neshifto af Hashem yishkor nenetzach. Why do you look with hostility mountains or peaks at the mountain which God desired for his abode? Yes, Hashem will dwell there forever. Why do you assault these mountains and desire to destroy them? In particular, why do you want to destroy the mountain which Hashem desired for his abode? This site is his permanent abode. Hashem will dwell there forever. The Pasuk mentions two names of God, Elohim. The Almighty will deal with the nations by the attribute of stern judgment, Yudke Vavke. He will deal with the Jewish people by attribute of mercy. The Chachamim of the Talmud expound this Pasuk in relation to Matan Torah at Sinai. Even though all the mountains wanted that the Torah should be given upon them, thus the singer says, why does each one of you prance about wanting to be honored and exalted over your fellows? Why does each of you proclaim, I will be enthroned and the Torah will be given upon me? Behold Mount Sinai, note its humility. It's so humble, it makes no claim for itself, it keeps silent. I will give the Torah upon that mountain to reward its modesty. Thus the term Teratzdun is seen as a composite of two words, Teratzu, Dayan, or Teratzu Din, you want judgment. The corresponding interpretation says, why do you desire judgment that God judge between all the other mountains and Mount Sinai? Why do you insist that he choose the most suitable mountain among you for giving the Torah? Why do you clamor that because of your great height compared to the lowly Mount Sinai, you should be the site of Matan Torah? The truth is that your height disqualifies you, for when one elevates himself, Hashem lowers him. Pasuk Yudches. Rechev Elokim Ribosayim Alfei Shinon Adonoi Vam Sinai Bakodesh. The chariots of God are myriads, even thousands upon thousands. Hashem is among them, as in Sinai in holiness. At Sinai, there were a myriad chariots of God, angels. An angel is called here Sinon, literally serene, because angels are free of the changes that affect physical matter. Hashem is among them as in Sinai. Hashem sent these angels to keep watch over the mountain which Hashem desired for his abode, as we learned in the previous pasuk. They would prevent the enemies from touching it. Thus we find in the case of Elisha that Hashem sent angels to take him from there, as found in the Lachem base. The chariots of God are myriads. Rashi explains that this pasuk refers to Moshe on Mount Sinai when Hashem gave the word for the angels to proclaim his love for the assembled multitudes. I, Hashem, was among them at Sinai, and you, Moshe, son of Amram, prince over my people, had ascended on high. Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk 19. Olisa lamorum shavisa shevi lakachta matanos ba'odam v'af sorim lishkon yo elokim. You have ascended on high. You have taken captive, you receive gifts of men, yes, even of the rebellious, that Hashem God might dwell there. In one interpretation, David here turns to the enemy who ascended on high, came into the land of Israel. You have taken captive from among the people of Israel. You receive gifts of ransom for those whom you took captive. Yes, you, the rebellious, even dare to take over the site where Hashem God might dwell. The pasuk is also explained by means of a parable. A fine but poor individual came to a man of affluence to complain about his situation. Favorably impressed with the supplicant as an upstanding person, the wealthy man gave him a written recommendation to present to his chief administrator. The pauper did as instructed, happy in the expectation of a goodly sum of money. Instead, he was handed a gold ornament, the kind worn by the rich man's representatives, which identified them as agents of his commercial enterprise. The recipient did not understand the significance of the gift, and he protested. How would this help him put bread on the table? The official said to him, "Know that this gift is more precious than any sum of money the rich man might have given you, that you would have immediately eaten up, or it might have gotten lost. With this precious emblem, however, you are now one of his own men, and from time to time you will receive payment as a regular employee." Similarly, Moshe, our Rebbe, our teacher, ascended on high and received gifts from the angels. But then he asked for the most precious gift of all. "For in what way will it be known here that I and your people have found favor in your sight? Is it not that you go with us?" Pasuk found the Chumash Shemos. "Be you our leader, may your divine presence rest within our midst. Then will we be differentiated, I and your people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. All other peoples, when stricken by calamity, have nowhere to turn, as it says, they, their kings, their princesses, and their priests, and their prophets, say to a tree, 'You are my father,' and to a stone, 'You have brought me forth.' But they have turned their back to me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, 'Arise and save us.' But where are your gods that you have made for yourself? Let them arise if they can save you in the time of trouble." A pasuk that is found in Yirmiyahu. It is otherwise for Klal Yisrael. Thus Shlomo prayed at the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, "When your people Israel are smitten down and will turn again to you, if they pray towards this place and confess your name and make supplication to you in this house," as found in Melachim Aleph, David says the same thing here. "You have descended on high, you have taken captive, yes, even among the rebellious did you take captive, that Hashem God might dwell there. Hashem will rest his presence only upon Israel, not upon them. Hence Hashem is to us as a God of deliverances." Pasuk 20. Baruch Adonai Yom Yom Yamas Lanu Hokel Yishu Aseinu Selah. Blessed be Hashem, day by day he burdens us, even the God who is our deliverance, Selah. David tells his enemies further, "Although you have wronged us, we do not protest against the attribute of divine judgment. On the contrary, we declare, 'Blessed be Hashem, day by day let him grant us the burden of his deliverance, for he is the God of your deliverance always. Day by day let him be blessed.'" David is thus seen as continuing the earlier pasuk, "Sing to Hashem, sing praises to his name." Here he explains what that song was about. It said, "Blessed be Hashem, day by day let him burden us with abundant deliverance to the limit of our capacity. At all times Hashem treats us so that every affliction elicits a corresponding deliverance. Hashem grants a blessing every day so that a man's great endeavors merely hasten what God has already granted. Thus, when God granted Munda daily an individual's strenuous exertions did not bring him more than his adequate share. A man's greatest efforts may merely bring him in a single day his allotted livelihood of many days. Hashem sends us an affliction and he also saves us. As a result, we come to recognize that deliverance is from Hashem. Thus the Torah says here, 'Blessed be Hashem, day by day he burdens us to make it known that he is the God who is our deliverance always.' The congregation of Israel says, 'Do not be astonished that despite all of our excellent qualities, we are sunk in exile and afflicted by suffering. We accept our afflictions with love, and we bless Hashem for burdening us within our capacity to bear the burden and for reducing the burden day by day.' Our sages infer that one should thank him for his blessing differently each day. On the Shabbos, to give him of the Shabbos, and on the holiday, to give him of the holiday. The Talmud relates about Shammai the elder that all his days he would eat and honor the Shabbos. Finding a fine animal, he would say, 'This is for the Shabbos.' Then finding a finer animal, he would feast on the first and set aside the second for the Shabbos. Hillel the elder followed a different custom. His every action was for the sake of heaven, as it says, 'Blessed be Hashem day by day,
the adherents of Hillel subscribe to a different principle, namely the quality of trust. It differs from the principle followed by the adherents of Shammai. Thus it says, blessed be Hashem day by day. One must bless Hashem for what each day separately brings and ask that He burden us even more. Pasuk Chav Aleph, Pasuk 21. Hakel lanu kelem osho'os v'Hashem Adonai lamavis totso'os. Hashem is to us as the God of deliverances, and to God the Lord belongs the issues of death. The God is to us as a God of deliverances and not to others, and thus to God Hashem brings the issues from death. Even when we find ourselves near death, we will not despair of His compassion. Hashem will invent many ways for death to depart from us, for He has many doors. Thus our sages teach, though the blade of the sword lie upon a man's throat, let him not cease to ask for mercy. Another interpretation says, Hashem is to us a God of deliverances, and there are many ways before Him leading to death, but He does not direct them to us. Hashem will smash the head of His enemies, even as He invents for us ways of deliverance, so He invents ways of death for the enemies. Regarding the pasuk, for this let every man of piety pray to you in the time when you may be found. Our sages say that is death, and a brisa was taught, 903 forms of death were created in the world, as it says, Lamus Sotseis. The numerical equivalent of the word Sotseis is 903. The most terrible form of death is Askora, and the easiest of all is a divine kiss. Pasuk 22. But God will smash the head of His enemies, the hairy skull of him who goes on with his trespass. Hashem is to us a God of deliverances, but He will smash the head of His enemies, the hairy skull of him who goes on with his trespass. The Torah alludes to the spot on the skull where the infant's brain pulses visibly. A blow there is extremely dangerous. He will smite those who continue to trespass and carry their guilt instead of repenting and turning back to Hashem. There's a plea here for vengeance against Esau, our principal adversary. As it says, Amalek is the first of the nations. Pasuk that's found in the Chumash Bamidbar. He led most of the wars against Israel. We do not pray that Hashem should cut off all the peoples, but only their leaders, Ammon and Moab, and the headmen of Seir. Thus it says about the last to judge the mount of Esau, a pasuk that is found in Avadja, goes on with his trespass. He spreads out his paws to show that he is a pure species of animal, yet he persists in his wickedness. Another reading says he still goes about with the same old guilt, just as Esau himself wanted to kill Yaakov, his descendants seek to exterminate the Jewish people. Pasuk of Gimel, Pasuk 23. Omar Adonai Mibboshon Oshiv Oshiv Mitzulos Yom. Hashem said, I will bring back from Boshon, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Hashem says to our enemies who marched against Mount Boshon to capture it, I will turn them back from there, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. He turned back the Egyptians to their land by drowning them in the sea, and the same will happen to these enemies. They will perish and never return to their homeland. Pasuk of Dalit, Pasuk 24. Leman timchatz raglecho bedom lishon klovecho me'oyevim minehu. That your foot may wade through blood, that the tongue of your dogs may have its portion from your enemies. Hashem has done all this for the sake of David, so that your foot may wade through blood. David's foot should turn crimson, stepping in the blood of his enemies, that the tongue of your dogs may have its portion from your enemies, by licking up their blood. Similarly, our sages say, how is it known that man is a term pertaining to food? For it says in Daniel, who has Mina appointed your food and your drink? The Torah conveys an image of much enemy blood. There will be so much blood dripping from the dogs' tongues, it will be like a great river divinely set aside for their sustenance.
Pasuk Chav Hei, Pasuk 25. Ro'u halichosecha elekim halichos eli malki bakodesh. They saw your ways, O Hashem, even the ways of my God, my King, in holiness. Having likened the destruction of the invader kings to the calamity that befell the Egyptians in the sea, the singer mentions the miracle of the sea, declaring, "They saw your ways, O Hashem. The Israelites beheld the passages that you had cut through the sea, as it says, to him who divided asunder the Red Sea." At this time, similarly, when the invader kings were destroyed, the Jews said to one another, "These ways are the ways of my God, my King, in holiness." The Pasuk also speaks of the Messianic King. "You are my King in holiness, our righteous Mashiach. We see your ways." The sublime prophet saw your ways in prophetic visions, and they are divine ways. Accordingly, the singers go before by first exalting God in their songs, and then at the actual time of the redemption, the minstrels follow after in the midst of damsels playing upon timbrels. They said, "In full, assemblies bless you, Hashem, the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. This fountain is more abundant than the fountain of exaltations and praises uttered by David. The people of Israel saw your ways as ways of holiness, and they chose to follow them." Pasuk Chav Vav, Pasuk 26. Kidmu Sorim Achar Nogim Besoch Alamos Tefefos. The singers go before, the minstrels follow after, in the midst of damsels playing upon timbrels. After the Jews emerged from the sea onto the shore, the singers marched in front, following by the minstrels. First the singers chanted the song, and then the musicians played upon the instruments. The Targum says the Jews began by chanting the song of the sea after Moshe. In the midst of damsels playing upon timbrels, as it says, and Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. Pasuk is found in Chumash Shemos. The Torah stresses that the Jews chanted and played in the midst of damsels playing upon timbrels, in keeping with proper decorum of chaste conduct. The men were on the inside and the women on the outside. In connection with the splitting of the sea, our sages teach that the ministering angels desired to utter a song of praise and exaltation before the Jews did. In fact, however, the Jews chanted the song before. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Pasuk 27. Memakhelos Baruch Hu Elohim Adonai Mimkor Yisrael. In full assemblies, bless your God, Hashem, from the fountain of Israel. Then all the people of Israel bless Elohim, God, in his attribute of stern judgment, for inflicting retribution upon the Egyptians and for the deliverance of Israel. You, the fountain, the source of Israel, you who are the true children of Israel, bless God. Regarding the time when our forefathers were crossing the sea, the Chachamim teach infants in their mother's laps, nursing at the breast, all raised their heads on seeing the divine presence, the Shekhinah, and also began to chant and to give praise. They said, "This is my God, and I will praise him." Pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. Rav Meir said that even the unborn fetus in its mother's womb chanted songs, as it says, "In full assemblies, bless you, Hashem, the Lord, from the fountain of Israel." Pasuk Chav Ches, Pasuk 28. Shon Binyamin So'ir Rodem Sore Yehuda Rigmasam Sore Zevulun Sore Naphtali. There's Binyamin, the youngest, ruling them, the princesses of Yehuda, their council, the princesses of Zevulun, the princesses of Naphtali. The tribe of Binyamin, descendants from the youngest son of Yaakov, was, according to some, the first to plunge into the sea. Hence, ruling them, he preceded all the other tribes. That is also what Shemuel said to King Shaul from the tribe of Benjamin. "Though you were little in your own sight, were you not made the head of the tribes of Israel?" Pasuk is found in Shemuel Aleph. He was referring to the fact that his tribe was the first to jump into the sea. For this reason, the other tribes were envious of the tribes of Benjamin. Thus, the tribes of Yehuda, Zebulun, and Naphtali would cast stones at the members of this tribe for having jumped in ahead of them. Pasuk Chavtes, Pasuk 29. Tiva Alehecha, Uzecha, Uza Alehim, Zu Pa'altolon. Your God has commanded your strength, this strength, O Hashem, you have brought for us. The strength we possess against the enemy is not our own, but Hashem has commanded it. This strength, O God, you have wrought for us, you applied this strength. The victory was not gained by the strength of our arm, but it is your victory. Pasik Lamit Pasik Tari Meholecha Ayushalaim Laha Yovilu Melochim Shoy. Out of your temple, Yushalaim, widow kings will bring you gifts. You brought down the strength out of your temple, Yushalaim. David mentions Yushalaim to honor it. When the kings realize this, they will bring you gifts. Pasik Lamit Aleph, Pasik 31. Ka'ar Chayas Kone Adas Abirim Be'egle Amim Bisrapes Beratze Chosef Bizar Amim Kurobos Yechpotsu. Rebuke the wild beast of reeds, the company of bulls with the calves of the peoples who ingratitate themselves with pieces of silver. You have scattered nations desiring to come near, desiring battles. David turns to Hashem with a prayer and a plea. At that time, rebuke the wild beast of reeds, the company of bulls, namely the enemies who battle with long javelins resembling reeds. At that time, let the company of bulls with the calves of the peoples, the survivors of the enemy, seek to ingratitate themselves with you with pieces of silver, for you will have scattered the nations desiring to come near to make war against me. Our sages expound, rebuke the wild beast that dwells among the reeds. The company of bulls with the calves are the Esav peoples who devour the fat of the other nations by the power of Avram. They proclaim, I am Esav, son of Yitzchak, son of Avram. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Pasuk 32. Yesoyu Chashmanim Minim Mitzroyim Kush Toritz Yodov Lelehim. Nobles will come out of Mitzrayim. Kush will hasten its hands, gives to Hashem. Then will the great people come out of Mitzrayim, and the assembly of Kush will send its envoys, hands to Hashem. They will show their subservience to him. The Targum reads, Kush will raise its hands to Hashem in Yishalayim. That is to say, they will convert there. In the Gemara Pesachim, our sages declare that in the future, Egypt will bring a gift to the Messianic king, convinced that it will not be accepted. But Hashem will say to the Mashiach, accept it from them, for they make a welcoming place for my children in Mitzrayim. At that very instant, nobles will come out of Mitzrayim. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Pasuk 33. Mamlechos Oretz Shiru Lelehim Zamru Adonai Selah. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises to Hashem Selah. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth, for all the good that He has done for us. Sing praises forever. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Pasuk 34. Leroche Bishmei Shmei Kedem Hein Yitein Bekolo Kol Oz. To Him who rides upon the ancient heavens of heavens, behold, He sends forth His voice, a mighty voice. David continues his song of exaltation. Sing praises to Him who rides upon the ancient heavens of heavens. Just as the heavens of heavens, called skies, Arovos, is the highest sphere encompassing all else, so Hashem sends forth His voice, a mighty voice, over the enemies. Hashem has shown that He rides upon, dominates, and rules all the patterns of stars, and the redemption will be in defiance of their activities. As it says in Zechariah, Hashem will blow the horn and move in the storm winds of the south. A different interpretation says, He will bestow His voice in accordance with the might capacity of each person to bear His voice. Pasuk Lamed Hei, Pasuk 35. Tenu Oz Lelehim Al Yisrael Gaavoso For Uzo Bashchokim, ascribe strength to Hashem, His majesty is over Israel, and His strength is in the skies. Do not ascribe to Israel the might and the power that brought victory. Rather, ascribe strength to Hashem. The strength of Hashem is behind the majesty of Israel. His strength is in the skies, as it says, a pasuk in Mishlei, the heavens declare the glory of God, that pasuk, I think, is found in Sefer Tehillim. Just as his strength is in the skies, so his majesty is over Israel. Compare as cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. That is the pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Hashem is our source of strength also in other ways. Thus the singer goes on to declare, he gives strength and power to the people, which is the next pasuk. Gives power to the people in exile. He gives us the strength to defend our lives, and he gives us the power to defend our faith. In another sense, he gives strength and power to the people to be able to accept the divine influence. He enables us to rejoice with gladness. A pasuk that's found previously, we learned it. When the Jewish people keep the Torah, our God is crowned King of the world with the crown of kingship, and then His majesty fills the whole world. As a result, Hashem is then awesome from your holy places. Even the angels who always stand in readiness to serve Him are then overwhelmed with awe before Him. Ascribe your strength to Hashem. When the people of Israel obey the Almighty's will, they imbue with power the supernal heresy. This is not a fault, since it is then that His majesty is over Israel and His strength is in the skies. Thus the Torah says, awesome is God, Mimikdoshecha, read Mimikdoshecha, from those the Jewish people who call you holy. Instead, it is an expression of the attribute of His goodness that He gives strength and power to the people of Israel, including the power to imbue with power the supernal hierarchy. Pasuk Lamed Vav, Pasuk 36. No really him Mikdoshecha Kel Yisrael who knows in Ozus Tatsumos La'am Boruch Lekim. Awesome is God from your holy places, the God of Israel. He gives strength and power to the people. Blessed be God. God is awesome and terrifying from your holy places on account of the heavens, which are the heavens of His sanctuary. When a man looks profoundly into the motions of the celestial bodies, he comes to a recognition of the Creator, His sublimity and power, and he is in awe of Him. An alternative interpretation is that the pasuk refers to the holy Beis HaMikdash, the holy temple. One was filled with awe upon seeing the glory dwelling within it. Now we go to chapter 69, pasuk 1. L'mnatzeach al Shushanim l'David, for the conductor upon Shushanim, a psalm of David. Pasuk Beis, Hoshi'eni Elohim ki vo'u mayim ad nofesh. Deliver me, O Hashem, for the waters have come until the soul. David HaMelech composed this chapter Tillim about the present gullus and about our many afflictions. He prayed for the deliverance of Zion and rebuilding of the cities of Yehuda. As he says in the concluding psukim, for Hashem will deliver Zion and build the cities of Yehuda, and they will settle there and possess it. Upon Shoshanim, why are the Jewish people compared to roses, Shoshanim? Just as the rose is recognized by its appearance and fragrance, so the people of Israel are recognized by their appearance. They have a sense of shame and a sense of compassion, and by their aroma, namely acts of loving kindness. Furthermore, a rose has five petals, and there are five different words in the pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekenu, Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel, Hashem, a God, the Hashem is one. A pasuk that is found in the Chumash Devarim. The rose has 13 leaves, the numerical equivalent of the word Echad. It also has 25 seeds, corresponding to the 25 letters in this Shema Yisrael pasuk. David arranged this prayer in the singular form. It is to be recited by everyone together, in love and brotherhood, as if all the Jewish people constituted a single person. Be strong. One Jew should tell another. So had they acted when they were assembled at Mount Sinai. Thus it says there, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor, and Israel camped there. The singular form of Vayichan conveys like one man with one heart. David speaks of himself as a man drowning. The water has already reached his nose, where breathing takes place and life is sustained. So he cries out for Hashem's quick deliverance. Deliver me, O Hashem, for the waters have come until the soul. They have reached the organ upon which life depends. The singer describes his immense troubles in four ways. First, there is the trouble itself. These he compares to flood waters, arrogant waters, that sweep everything away, as we're going to learn with Hashem. This pasuk is found in Sefer Tehillim, in chapter 124. That is to say, the Jewish people in Golus, in exile, are not only afflicted by their enemies financially, but their souls are under attack. Hence, O Hashem, for the waters have come unto the soul. Their oppressors urge the Jewish people to violate their faith. The singer then speaks of the tragedy of their weakness and powerlessness in the face of their affliction. This is followed by a reference to Hashem having concealed his presence from them. Finally, he describes the hatred and ferocity of the enemy. The waters have come until the soul. The waters have already reached up to the heart, the sight of life, and my condition is becoming hopeless. They pass decrees against Torah study, which means that the waters of Torah learning, have come until the soul. Please turn tape over to side B. I find myself having to sacrifice my life for the sake of Torah study. I deserve that you deliver me, O Hashem. In another sense, the bitter exile has struck at my soul, and the soul is now in exile. It is urgent that I repent. Similarly, the Jews in Egypt were in a perilous state prior to the exodus of Mitzrayim. They could not delay to remain in Egypt a moment longer, lest they sink down into the full 50 gates of defilement and be doomed. Some explain that David said this about the Babel exile. Nebuchadnezzar not only killed the bodies of the Jewish people, he also wanted to destroy the soul by forcing them to violate their faith and prostrate themselves before the idol. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, the singer therefore cries out, "Deliver me, O Hashem, for the waters have come until the soul." Said Rabbi Tarfon, why did Yehuda, the tribe of David, merit kingship? For it sanctified the name of Hashem. When after leaving Mitzrayim, Egypt, all the tribes came to stand by the sea, this one saying, I will go down first, and that one saying, I will go down first, the tribe of Yehuda leaped into the water first and sanctified the name of Hashem. Regarding that moment, David says, deliver me, O Hashem, for the waters have come until the soul. And he says, when Israel came forth out of Mitzrayim, Yehuda came to sanctify him, Israel his dominion. Because Yehuda sanctified the name of Hashem on the sea, the people of Israel came under his reign. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Tovati bivein metzula ve'ein momad bosi memamake mayim v'shiboles shtofosni. I am sunk in deep mire, and there is no standing. I have come into deep waters, and the flood overwhelms me. The singer continues, why do I call for quick deliverance? For I am sunk in deep mire of debris and mud, and there is no standing. The muck is not thick enough to hold me up. I have come into deep waters, and the flood overwhelms me. Not only do I find myself in deep water, but the rushing current overwhelms me to sweep me away. I am thus doubly in trouble, because the mire is not thick enough for me to save myself by standing upon it. I find myself in deep waters. What is more, the currents that are usually present only near the surface are present here also in the depths, and the flood overwhelms me. I am sunk in deep mire of thick mud through which it is impossible to swim to safety. I've come into deep waters where even good swimmers cannot swim. Moreover, the flood overwhelms me. There is thus no escape except towards you. The singer speaks metaphorically of his troubles as coming rapidly, one after another like an uninterrupted rush of water. Some perceive an allusion to the many kinds of afflictions that befell the Jewish people. There is no standing refers to the murder of Gedaliah, son of Achikam, that precipitated the destruction of Yerushalayim and the Holy Temple. I've come into deep waters refers to Greece, for the Greeks were deep thinkers. The flood overwhelms me refers to the Persians who overwhelmed me and drove me from my homeland. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Yagati Bekori Nihar Garoni Kolu Einai Miyachel Elokoi. I am weary with my crying, my throat is dried, my eyes fail while I wait for my God. Despite the magnitude of my troubles, I do not cease to hope for mercy. I am weary with my loud and incessant crying to exhaustion. My throat is dried, my eyes fail, as if they finally wilted from having looked into Hashem with hope for too long. I'm like a man who waits eagerly for something, looking this way and that until his eyes grow tired and their sight wanes. This may be explained by means of a parable. A man comes into his home and finds his infant son crying. The child was left alone by its mother, who has gone away somewhere. How can the man know if she's gone a long time or has just left? Let him notice how loudly the baby is crying. If the mother has just left, the crying is strong. But if a considerable time has passed since her departure, the crying is weakened. In this case, the infant feels that his mother cannot hear his weeping. His voice is subdued, sounding more like a groan of pain. Thus the singer says, I am weary with my crying, my throat is dried, and the reason is that my eyes have failed while waiting for my God, for the days of our exile are very long. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Rabu Misa'aros Roshi Sonai Chinam Otzmu Matzmisai Oyvai Sheke Asher Gezalti Oz Oshiv. They who hate me without a cause are more than hairs of my head. Mighty are they who would cut me off, who are my treacherous enemies. I must then restore what I have not stolen. Having presented the parable, the singer now speaks of what it is meant to illustrate. They who hate me without cause are so many. They are more than the hairs of my head. Not only are they strong in numbers, but they, all those who would cut me off, are also individually mighty in excellence. All these powerful enemies want to destroy me for no reason, and they promote lies against me. How can I stand up against them? They force me to restore what I have not stolen. When one faces a mighty enemy, it is difficult to deal with him, even if he is few in number and if the enemy is numerous but weak. That is also dangerous. Yet here he faces the terrible dilemma of confronting an enemy who hates him for no reason, is more numerous than the hairs of my head, and he is also mighty and determined to cut him off. Who can overcome such an overpowering foe? How can I not restore what I have not stolen? What I have not stolen? Usually the one who advances false claims is weaker than the one who pleads the truth. Here, however, though they are treacherous enemies presenting false claims, I must restore what I have not stolen because I cannot deal with them. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Elokim ato yodato liivalti v'ashmosai bimcho lo nechodu. O God, you know my folly and my trespasses are not hidden from you. Having said that his enemies were spreading falsehoods about him, the singer turns to Hashem. O Hashem, you know my folly, my inadvertent transgressions. If I were guilty of theft, you would have known it, since my trespasses are not hidden from you. You also would know my deliberate offenses. This shows that I have not wronged them in any way. No human being can perceive the full force of his rebellion against God's sublimity. God alone knows it. Thus it says, for his name alone is exalted. God alone is aware of the entire force of man's folly and of his unwitting sinfulness. The singer mentions here two things, folly and trespass. Folly is the wrong a man commits against himself by his deeds, and trespass are the troubles that come due to the deeds of others. Hence he says, that which my enemies have done to me was without cause.
but I confess that what Hashem has done to me was due to my own sins. These pesukim may be explained further by means of a parable. A student made a mistake in the presence of his teacher, and the teacher, in anger, told a friend of the student, who was a boor and an ignoramus, to slap him in the face. The student began to weep. "Is it not enough that he causes me pain?" he cried. "But the punishment is inflicted by the student who does not know his right hand from his left hand." David says similarly, "They who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. O Hashem, you know my folly. So if you would have afflicted me, my mind would have been at ease, for my trespasses are not hidden from you." But when these evildoers are the ones who punish me, that is very hard to bear. Similarly, the Torah says, "Hashem has delivered me to the ungodly and turned me over into the hands of the wicked." The pasuk that is found in Sefer Iyyub. This is what our sages mean, declaring that the Jewish people were doubly stricken, for she has received of Hashem's hand double for all her sins. The pasuk that is found in Yeshayahu. There was the pain itself, and there was the pain at God having put them into the hands of the Nebuchadnezzar and his men. However, just as the affliction was twofold, so will the consolation be twofold. Some explain that the singer speaks of those who returned from exile. "O Hashem, you know my folly," says the congregation of Israel. What was the folly? The highly placed exiles did not want to return from Babel to the land of Israel. "My trespasses" refers to the Jews of Alexandria in Egypt who stayed there in exile. This too is not hidden from you. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Al Yevoshu vi kovecho Adonoi Elkim Tzvaos al Yikolmu vi Vakshecho Elohei Yisrael. Let them not who wait for you be ashamed through me. O Lord God of hosts, let not those who seek you be disgraced through me, O God of Israel. The singer pleads that God should answer him. Otherwise, if he will not answer, all those who place their hopes in him will be ashamed through me. O Lord God of hosts, you are all powerful and nothing can stay your hand. So if you will not grant my plea, all those who seek you will be disgraced through me. O Hashem, God of Israel, they will say that their appeals will also go unanswered. There's also an allusion here to those of the children of Israel who were forced to keep the mitzvah secretly for fear of their persecutors. If they will see, however, that you have helped me, they will not be ashamed. They will have faith that you are compassionate in judgment. Those who seek you, who give up their lives for the sanctification of your name, will then not be disgraced, for it will become known among the peoples of the world that they gave their lives for truth and justice. When therefore David asked Hashem to answer him, he did not plead for himself. Rather, he asked that those who wait for Hashem not be ashamed, and those who seek him not be disgraced. David also says, "Although I am forced to restore what I have not stolen, this iniquity is not ascribed to me. However, I am guilty of other iniquities, as you know, for all is revealed and anticipated before you." Similarly, Yosef's brothers said, "But are we guilty concerning our brother?" as found in Chumash Bereishis. They were saying, "While what you are accusing us of, that we are spies, is not true. We carry a guilt within us for something else." Accordingly, David says, "I ask that you act for those who wait for you by looking at me. If they see that you have answered me, their hearts will be truthful in the knowledge that you will also answer them. Otherwise, they will be ashamed. They will say, 'If the flames have stricken the cedars, what can the lowly hyssop on the wall expect?'" Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Ki olecha nasasi cherpo kisuso chelimo ponoi. "Because for your sake I have borne reproach, disgrace has covered my face." "We are worthy of being redeemed from exile," says the singer, "because the suffering we undergo is not for our sake. For your sake I have borne reproach, since we serve you and we keep your Torah. Our shame and reproach are so intense that disgrace has covered my face." Another interpretation is that the Torah speaks about the congregation of Israel, who says, "The pain I feel is not because I hurt, but because it is a reproach for your sake. I have already grown accustomed to my own disgrace, which has covered my face. Some explain that I have borne reproach refers to the decree of the Greeks that every virgin marrying on the fourth day of the week must first have relations with the tyrant. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Muzor hayisi le'echoi ve'nachri livnei imi. I become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children. The blows upon every Jew have so intensified that the people of Israel are unrecognizable. I become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children. Some identify my brothers as the descendants of Esau, and my mother's children are the descendants of Ishmael. There is an allusion to the Sadducees and their like. I have become a stranger to my brothers, the Sadducees and their like, and an alien to my mother's children, the Hellenized Jews. Some read Muzor as connoting Menuzor, turned into a hermit. I have become isolated and separated. They refuse to approach me. I have changed so much that I become a stranger to my brothers. They fail to recognize me. Pasuk Yud. Ki kinas beischa cholosni vecherpos chopecho naflu oloi. For zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach, revile you have fallen upon me. Why have I become a stranger to my brothers? That's the previous pasuk. For zeal for your honor has eaten me up, because I was zealous for your honor, remonstrating with the members of your household for not walking in your ways. I quarreled with my brothers. The reproaches of those who revile you have fallen upon me. The taunts of the rebellious who revile you revile me for my faithfulness. They ridicule me for weeping and fasting before you. The envy and the hatred and the evil eye have caused the destruction of the holy temple. But regarding the future, it says, Ephraim will not envy Yehuda, and Yehuda will not vex Ephraim. It's a pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. There is the implication that until that envy was prevalent, and this consumed the house of Yaakov. Some explain that zeal for your house has eaten me up refers to the stones of the altar having been defiled by the Greeks. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Ve'ef kem batzom nafshi vathi lacharofos li. When I wept and my soul was fasting, that became a reproach to me. I am greatly astonished at myself for my frequent fasting. I am not content merely to be fasting, but I weep while fasting. There is an allusion to the fast of the ninth of Av, where there is a weeping. Thus they asked Zechariah, should I weep in the fifth month? Although I weep and fast, I do not merit to see the redemption come. For this reason my enemies revile me. This became a reproach to me. The taunting will not cease unless you redeem me. Before I begin my return, I am not aware of my sins. It is only when I actually start fasting that I know where I have gone astray, and this becomes a reproach to me. I wept over the affliction that they wanted to inflict upon my soul. That became a reproach to me. There were two reproaches. One was over my debasement, and the other was that you did not answer on the day that I called to you. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Ve'etno levushi sok ve'ehi lohem lemoshel. I made sackcloth my garment, and I became a byword to them. When all this entreaty was of no avail, I made sackcloth my garment. But even this did not help, and I was not redeemed. I became a byword to them. Anytime they want to describe an afflicted human being, they point to me. This pasuk may further be explained by means of a parable. The donkey came to the fox and complained of his hard lot in life. The entire day they place heavy loads upon me. They smite me with rods. When night comes, they feed me a bit of straw. Look at the lion. He does no work of any kind. Fear of him is upon all the creatures. They bow down to him. He snatches and devours goats and rams to his heart's desire. There is no one to stop him. The fox replied, go dress up in the skin of a lion, and all the beasts will fear you. You will then command them to bring you of the choicest delicacies of the world. This sagely counsel was favorably received by the donkey, and he proceeded to make use of it. But as soon as he uttered a sound, everyone recognized him for the donkey that he was. The donkey represents a person who wears the mantle of a Talmud Chacham He pretends to be a Torah scholar without being one. Thus David says, when I made sackcloth my garment, a gesture which befits only the greatest people, they applied this parable to me. I became a byword to them. They said that I made myself appear great when I was not. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk 13. Yosichu vi yoshvei shoar uneginos shosei shechar. They who sit in the gate talk of me, and I am the song of their drunkards. The singer says that not only do the sages and scholars speak about him in his fashion, but so do the common people. The judges who sit in the gate to pass judgment talk of me. I am also the song of the drunkards, of the least of men whose pastime is drink and lewd songs. Pasuk Yudalit, Pasuk 14. Vanis filosi lecho Hashem eish ratzon elikim berov chazdecho aneini be'emes yishecho. But as for me, let my prayer be to you, O Hashem, in an acceptable time. O Hashem, in the abundance of your loving kindness, answer me with the truth of your deliverance. But as for me, I have no other recourse but to let my prayer be to you, O Hashem, in an acceptable time. I beseech you, O Hashem, redeem me and favor me. Do so not on account of my merit, but in the abundance of your loving kindness. Answer me with the truth of your deliverance. Let it be by your deliverance, which is the true deliverance, unlike the deliverance by flesh and blood. I pray that you set aside an acceptance time for me. When I then call you, answer me with the truth of your deliverance. Those who sit in the gate ridicule my waiting for the Mashiach day and night. They laugh at my prayers for his coming and for not losing hope. But I persist. Let my prayer be to you, O Hashem, in an acceptable time. Deliver me, O Hashem, in the abundance of your loving kindness, rather than on account of our merit. Answer me with the truth of your deliverance. The deliverance of flesh and blood is not true deliverance. As it says, vain is the help of man, a horse is a false hope for deliverance. Our sages teach this people is unlike any other people on earth, whose feasts are followed by wanton orgies. When the people of Israel eat and drink, afterwards they go to the synagogues and the houses of study to pray and study Torah. Thus David says here, answer me with the truth of your deliverance, the truth of the soul which I so crave. Earlier he said similarly, I wept and my soul was fasting. For this reason, the present pasuk is recited at the Mincha prayer on Shabbos afternoons. After eating and drinking the Shabbos meal, the people go to pray, which is the opposite of what other peoples do. Moreover, the hour of Mincha prayer is an acceptable time. According to another interpretation, David says, whenever I pray to you, it is an acceptable time before you, O Hashem, in the abundance of your loving kindness. You answer me with the truth, with the true prophecies of your deliverance. But as for me, this indicates that the singer had properly prepared himself for this entreaty. My prayer is arranged by our sages in the Halacha, to you, O Hashem, out of perfect faith in you, in an acceptable time, at the right time, and in the proper place, where many come together to pray, then it is a proper time. I do not ask for the deliverance because I have done enough to be deserving. Rather, in the abundance of your loving kindness, answer me with the truth of your deliverance. The deliverance that you bring on your own to those who need you is truth and not undeserved loving kindness. That is your way, but when you help me in response to my appeal to you, that is purely out of loving kindness. In the abundance of your loving kindness, answer me. Answer me with the truth of your deliverance. Let your answer be truly for my good. Sometimes a person will ask us something that is actually to his detriment. So let it be your deliverance. Deliverance, as perceived by flesh and blood, is not necessarily a true deliverance. This matter may also be explained by means of a parable. A king had a friend who was always at his side. On the king's birthday, notices were posted throughout the kingdom announcing that on this day everyone will be permitted to appear before the king and every petition will be granted. The day arrived and many people assembled from all ends of the land. Each one came with his own petition. The king's friend did not appear. At the close of the day, the king sent for the friend and asked him to explain his absence. There were two reasons for this, the friend said. For one, I knew that the king would be taken up with the multitudes, and it was not my desire to impose upon him. Secondly, I can make my request right here and now. I ask that you grant any request I make. Similarly, the hour when the congregation prays, that's an acceptable time. Therefore, let everyone state his petition at this time, and all his prayers will be answered. Accordingly, David says, but as for me, let my prayer be to you, O Hashem, in an acceptable time. What is this prayer? O Hashem, in the abundance of your loving kindness, answer me with the truth of your deliverance. Answer all that I will ask of you. David, as king, has the status of a multitude, and of a multitude it says, Hashem, our God, is in all things that we call upon him. A pasuk has found the Chumash Devarim. A king is not like a private individual of whom it says, seek Hashem while he may be found, a pasuk found in Yeshayahu. That is only during the 10 days of repentance. Thus David says here, but as for me as king, let my prayer be to you, O Hashem, in an acceptable time. Just as you answer every individual during the 10 days of repentance, answer me with the truth of your deliverance. This refers to Rosh Hashanah, when the attribute of truth, the seventh attribute, has dominion. Similarly, it says, Hashem is near to all those who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth, during the 10 days of repentance. The best time to plead for deliverance is prior to the onset of trouble. At all times let a man offer a prayer before the affliction, says the Talmud. When a man's life is tranquil, that is the time he should pray to be spared the visitations which intermittently come upon the world. Thus David says, but as for me, let my prayer be to you, O Hashem, in an acceptable time, a time when I'm favored by Hashem. What do I pray for? Answer me with the truth of your deliverance. Similarly, the Torah says, like the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, seek Hashem while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. As has already been explained, for this reason the present pasuk is recited at the Mincha prayer on the Shabbos. It is then a time of special goodwill. That is to say, Hashem wants the Jewish people to elicit an acceptable time through prayer. By the communal prayer, the congregation has the power to render the moment an acceptable time. On days which have been especially consecrated, Hashem is pleased with his creation, and it is his will to clothe himself with time and nature. As it says in Bereishis, and Hashem saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. The time is then refined, and every person can find true acceptance. By participating in congregational prayer, the prayer of the individual is considered as three prayers. There is his own silent Shema Nesra, which comprises 19 benedictions. He hears the cantor repeat the Shema Nesra, and hearing is reckoned as responding, so that is another 19 benedictions, and add another 19 benedictions for responding Amen each time. Thus it is taught that this response is superior to the benediction itself. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. Hatzileni mitit v'al etbo'o inatzlo misonai mimake moyim. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Having said at the beginning of the present psalm, I am sunk in deep mire, as found in Pasuk 3, the singer now asks, deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Corresponding to what he said there, I have come into deep waters. He says here, let me be delivered from them that hate me and out of the deep waters. There is an allusion to the four exiles. Mire refers to Babylon because it was not a deep exile. Then again, Babel is a place of slime rather than stones, as becomes clear from the story of the Babel generation. As the Torah says here, and they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. Secondly, let me be delivered from them that hate me refers to Sanballat and Tobias, who persecuted Yehuda and Binyamin, a passage that's found in Sefer Ezra. Thirdly, let not the water flood overwhelm me, which we're going to learn in a moment, means a reference to Haman.
They want to destroy, kill, and annihilate us in a single day, like a great flood that irresistibly sweeps everything away. Fourthly, neither let the deep swallow me up is an allusion to Greece. The Greeks came with deep counsel to swallow us. Finally, let not the pit shut her mouth upon me refers to Rome, a pit that was very, very deep, full of snakes and scorpions. Pasuk 16. Al tishtafeni shi boles mayim al tiflaeni mitzulev al tetar olai pe'er piha. Let not the water flood overwhelm me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Having said earlier, and the flood overwhelms me, the singer says here, let not the water flood overwhelm me, neither let the deep into which I am sunk swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Save me from the fate of Korach, where it says, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and then it says that the earth closed upon them, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Bamidbar. In these psukim, the singer pleads for mercy on behalf of the Jewish people and their sundry exiles. Deliver me out of the mire of the kingdom of Babel, and let me not sink under the decree of Nebuchadnezzar to prostrate myself before his idol. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, who will dispatch reports against rebuilding of the holy temple, and deliver me out of the deep waters of the Greek kings. The singer then adds a special plea on behalf of the noble families who will refuse to return in the time of Ezra. Let them not perish in Babel. Let not the water flood overwhelm me, neither let the deep swallow me up. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. Aneni Hashem ki tov chastecho kirol rachamecho penei Eloi. Answer me, O Hashem, for your loving kindness is good. According to the multitude of your compassions, turn you to me. The singer continues, even when I am not deserving of it, answer me, O Hashem, for your loving kindness is good, and act in accordance with your loving kindness. Turn to me according to the multitude of your compassions, rather than because of my deeds. Answer me, O Hashem, for your loving kindness is good. If we should perish in exile, and our name disappear, what would become of your loving kindness? To what end will you then have chosen us from among all the nations and performed miracles and wonders for our sake until now? When will it be an acceptable time? Turn you to me, let not my sins cause your face to be hidden. We will continue with Hashem in our next shir. We are learning Sefer Tehillim with the commentary of Ma'am Loes. This is shir number 34. The Ma'am Loes was by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for any of our other Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com, where you'll be able to listen to and download to hundreds of Torah shur. We are holding in chapter 68, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and the Pasuk reads, Lama Teratzdun Horim Gavnunim Hohor Chomad Elikim Neshifto Af Hashem Yishko Nenetzach. Why do you look with hostility mountains or peaks at the mountain which God desired for his abode? Yes, Hashem will dwell there forever. Why do you assault these mountains and desire to destroy them? In particular, why do you want to destroy the mountain which Hashem desired for his abode? This site is his permanent abode. Hashem will dwell there forever. The pasuk mentions two names of God, Elohim. The Almighty will deal with the nations by the attribute of stern judgment, Yudke Vavke. He will deal with the Jewish people by attribute of mercy. The Chachamim of the Talmud expound this pasuk in relation to Matan Torah at Sinai. Even though all the mountains wanted that the Torah should be given upon them, thus the singer says, why does each one of you prance about wanting to be honored and exalted over your fellows? Why does each of you proclaim, I will be enthroned and the Torah will be given upon me? Behold Mount Sinai, note its humility. It's so humble, it makes no claim for itself, it keeps silent. I will give the Torah upon that mountain to reward its modesty. Thus the term Teratzun is seen as a composite of two words, Teratzu, Dayan, or Teratzu Din, you want judgment. The corresponding interpretation says, why do you desire judgment, that God judge between all the other mountains and Mount Sinai? Why do you insist that he choose the most suitable mountain among you for giving the Torah? Why do you clamor that because of your great height compared to the lowly Mount Sinai, you should be the site of Matan Torah? The truth is that your height disqualifies you, for when one elevates himself, Hashem lowers him. Pasuk Yudches. Rechev Elokim Ribosayim Alfei Shinon Adonoi Vam Sinai Bekodesh. The chariots of God are myriads, even thousands upon thousands. Hashem is among them, as in Sinai in holiness. At Sinai, there were a myriad chariots of God, angels. An angel is called here Sinon, Sinon, literally serene, because angels are free of the changes that affect physical matter. Hashem is among them, as in Sinai. Hashem sent these angels to keep watch over the mountain, which Hashem desired for his abode, as we learned in the previous pasuk. They would prevent the enemies from touching it. Thus we find in the case of Elisha that Hashem sent angels to take him from there, as found in Melachim Beis. The chariots of God are myriads. Rashi explains that this pasuk refers to Moshe on Mount Sinai when Hashem gave the word for the angels to proclaim his love for the assembled multitudes. I, Hashem, was among them at Sinai, and you, Moshe, son of Amram, prince over my people, had ascended on high. Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk 19. Alisa lamorim shavisa shevi lakachta matanos ba'odom ve'af sorim lishkon yo elokim. You have ascended on high, you have taken captive, you receive gifts of men, yes, even of the rebellious, that Hashem God might dwell there. In one interpretation, David here turns to the enemy who ascended on high, came into the land of Israel. You have taken captive from among the people of Israel. You receive gifts of ransom for those whom you took captive. Yes, you, the rebellious, even dare to take over the site where Hashem God might dwell. The pasuk is also explained by means of a parable. A fine but poor individual came to a man of affluence to complain about his situation. Favorably impressed with the supplicant as an upstanding person, the wealthy man gave him a written recommendation to present to his chief administrator. The pauper did as instructed, happy in the expectation of a goodly sum of money. Instead, he was handed a gold ornament, the kind worn by the rich man's representatives, which identified them as agents of his commercial enterprise. The recipient did not understand the significance of the gift, and he protested. How would this help him put bread on the table? The official said to him, "No, that this gift is more precious than any sum of money the rich man might have given you, that you would have immediately eaten up, or it might have gotten lost. With this precious emblem, however, you are now one of his own men, and from time to time you will receive payment as a regular employee." Similarly, Moshe, our Rebbe, our teacher, ascended on high and received gifts from the angels. But then he asked for the